Hadith of the Day, a program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, which is called Hadith of the Day, which is coming to you from COI Radio. We are talking about beauty and the idea of a woman maintaining her physical appearance, and this is something which we said is one of the keys to having a successful marriage. So the hadith which I quoted, and I'm going to quote again, is from the Prophet of Allah. We will be exploring other dimensions around that hadith to make the understanding of the hadith clear, and inshallah, providing sisters with one of the important keys of success for having a successful marriage. The hadith was this. This is from the Prophet of Allah. Inna khayra nisa'ikum al-mutabarrija ma'a zawjiha al-hasan ala ghayrih. The Prophet of Allah is saying in this hadith, the best of your woman is the one who dresses up for her husband and is chaste around others. Now, an important part of being beautiful is actually making sure that we maintain physical cleanliness. One will be surprised by this, but many times we find that after marriages, sometimes even these basic ideas are neglected, or if they're sometimes acted on, they're not acted on enough. The woman isn't consistent about these things. And one of those things is this, which one will be surprised about. Even maintaining proper physical cleanliness and making sure we're showering all the time, we're always smelling nice, fresh, and stuff like that. So let's go to a little bit of reinforcement from the words of Allah and from the ahadith on this particular issue. The first one, which I'm going to quote for you, which is again helping us understand this hadith of how to be that successful woman, how to be dressed up and beautiful for the husband, is this verse of Quran. This is from Surah Baqarah, and it's verse number 222. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves the penitent, Allah loves those who make tawbah, at-tawwabin, and He loves those who keep clean, al-mutatahhirin. So a woman wants to, part of this hadith is not only making sure that I have nice clothes on, but always I've showered, I've shaved, everything is nice. Another hadith, this one is the negative one, of a woman who refuses to do these things, who is a little bit lax about the issue of being clean and smelling nice all the time. This one is from the Prophet of Allah, قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet said, he says, شِرَارُ نِسَائِكُمْ, the worst of your women, and then he mentions some traits. A couple of them are the ones that I'm going to mention right now. الدَّنِسَ, the dirty one. اللَّجُوجَ, the stubborn one. العاصية, the disobedient one. These traits are traits that make marriages fall apart. If the woman is dirty, right, she's not paying attention to her physical cleanliness, she's stubborn, always arguing with her husband, refusing to back down, even though it's a logical point that he's making, or just a disobedient woman. She's always, you know, has something to say, she has her own opinion, she's always fighting back against the husband. So that one we won't want to do. We want to make sure that we're showering all the time. Those things are being taken care of. In addition to that, using perfume and making sure that we are always smelling our best. This hadith is from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, لِيَطَيِّبَ الْمَرْأَةُ الْمُسْلِمَ لِزَوْجِهَا, that a Muslim woman must apply perfume for her husband. She wants to always make sure she's smelling her best, she's smelling wonderful. And we also want to keep in mind that sometimes a woman is careful to maintain her physical appearance. She's careful to shower and these things. She even applies perfume. But sometimes when she's working in the kitchen, then sometimes she's not so pleasant after working in the kitchen. She smells a bit of food. The hadith even give us direction in this issue. This is hadith from the Prophet of Allah, and it reminds us that we want to smell nice after having been in the kitchen. Let me quote you the hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah says, خَيْرُ النِّسَائِكُمْ أَطَّيِّبَةُ الطَّعَامُ أَطَّيِّبَةُ الرِّيحُ. The Prophet of Allah says that the best of your women is the one who makes food well. She's an excellent cook. She prepares food skillfully. أَطَّيِّبَةُ الطَّعَامُ. And the other one is أَطَّيِّبَةُ الرِّيحُ, that she smells beautifully. She wears perfume. She perfumes herself. So after having cooked food, we want to take a couple of minutes, make sure that before the husband comes home, we've put on the best of our perfume. We are smelling very nice, feeling like, you know, having chose the best of our perfume. And we don't have that smell of food, even though we've done something which was very important, which was that we cooked a meal. The other thing that I want to mention over here is that the woman wants to make sure that she dresses in a way which pleases her husband, dressing attractively, right? Not only is she being careful about exercising, which we mentioned, not only smelling good, but also dressing in a way which pleases him, okay? So there's a lot of women who spend money on their appearance, but sometimes they don't take their husband's taste in mind. So let me quote you a hadith about this particular thing. This hadith is from the Prophet of Allah, and it says the following: وَعَلَيْهَا أَن تَطَيَّبِ بِأَطْيَبِ طِيبِهَا. It is her duty to wear her best perfume. وَتَلْبَسْ أَحْسَن ثِيَابَهَا. And to wear her most attractive clothing. وَتَزَيَّنَ بِأَحْسَنِ زِينَتِهَا. And to adorn herself with her best jewelry. وَتَعْرِذْ نَفْسَهَا عَلَيْهِ غُدْوَةً وَعَشِيَّةً. And to present herself to her husband morning and evening. So a woman wants to make sure that she is dressed up in a way which is attractive. She wants to dress up, not be afraid of the children. There's some women who are afraid that, oh, I don't want my children to see me dressed up. So when I'm around the house, I wear house clothes. But unfortunately, the husband always sees you in the house clothes, and that doesn't leave him very excited. So no, let the children see. First of all, you're investing in the children. If you take care of your physical appearance and your children have a happy household, and the husband and wife are very much in love with one another, you've invested in the children. The children will be happier seeing this, and you've provided them with a safe environment. Plus, you're training the children how to be with the spouse through your own actions. So dressing up, but then taking into one's mind the idea of how the husband likes to see you dressed, not just the way that you would like to dress, but what kind of hairstyle does he like to have you have? If you're dyeing your hair, what kind of way does he like to see your hair dyed? And this way, you'll see that there will be much more effect, and you will be able to have a much more successful marriage. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No.